Amen. Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安。
What a joy it is to lift up our voices.
当我们将我们的声音献给上帝的时候，是何等的欢欣。
If you're a visitor with us this morning,
如果你今天拜访我们，
this is a special baptism service.
这是一个特别的洗礼会。我们很感恩你在我们当中。
So let's continue in worship. We're going to lift up God's word.
我们继续，我们就来读圣经，上帝的话语。
Let's turn to a wonderful passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
我们就打开约翰福音，约翰福音第十一章。
Let's read a few verses first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先念英文，再念中文。
A young man named Lazarus has died. And Jesus waited a couple of days before coming to visit.
拉撒路死了，耶稣等了几天才来到这里。
And when he arrives, one of Lazarus' sisters comes out to talk with him.
当他到的时候，拉撒路的姐妹来这里跟耶稣说话。
Let's stand and read this together.
我们一起起立，我们来读圣经经文。
John chapter 11 and verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我们一起来念中文圣经。耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to come together and lift up our voices in praise.
天父上帝，我们在这里用我们的言语，用我们的声音献上我们的敬拜。
Lord, we give you thanks. You say you inhabit the praises of your people.
天父上帝，你在天上，我们在这里向你献上我们的敬拜。
Lord, we believe in your promises.
我们相信你与我们同在。
Lord, as we look at your word now, give us a better understanding of those promises.
主啊，当我们在读这些经文的时候，使我们更加了解你的心意。
And Lord, we pray if there's anyone here this morning who feels that you are far away, feels that you don't understand them.
主啊，若当中有人觉得离上帝非常之遥远，祈求圣灵亲自开心眼。
We pray they would hear you calling them.
使他们能够听到你的声音，能够归向你。
Turn to you and be saved.
能够转向，能够归入主耶稣基督的名下。
We pray in Jesus' name and for His glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Hey children, we have teachers eager to welcome you into their classrooms.
儿童们请跟着婉婷老师。
We thank God for all of our faithful teachers. Okay, so Martha said to Jesus,
马大对耶稣说,
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Martha's sister Mary said the same thing to Jesus.
她的姐妹玛利亚也说同样的事。
Lord, you could have healed him.
主啊，你可以来医治他的。
Lord, you could have prevented this.
你可以避免这样的恶事发生。
Lord, I wish you had been here.
主啊，我何等的盼望那个时候你在这里。
Why weren't you here?
但是你为什么不在呢？
Have you ever asked God that kind of question?
你有没有问过类似的问题？
Lord, if you had been with me, you could have prevented this suffering.
主啊，如果你在那时候跟我在一起的话，这样的不好的事情就不会发生在我身上。
You could have protected us.
你可以保护我。
You could have prevented this accident from happening.
你可以避免这一次的灾难的发生。
Lord, you could have prevented COVID from happening.
你甚至可以使新冠疫情不发生。
Several years back, did a funeral for a 40-year-old man who died of cancer.
几年以前，我替一位四十几岁死于癌症的弟兄举行丧礼。
What made it all the more difficult was that his 4-year-old son was also dying of cancer.
当安息礼拜的时候，使我们更难过的时候，其实他还有一个四岁的孩子，他也被癌症所侵扰。
Our hearts were so heavy.
我的心是如此的沉重。
4 months later, we buried his little boy.
4个月以后，我们也安葬了这一位孩子。
Lord, why did you allow this to happen?
天父上帝，为什么你会让这样的坏事发生呢？
You could have prevented this.
你若是上帝，你可以避免啊。
Many times the psalmists cry out the same question.
在旧约里面，诗人也呼喊同样的问题。
Why, O Lord, do you stand far away?
主耶和华，你为什么站在远处呢？
Lord, if you had been here.
如果你在这里。
Psalm 88, O Lord, why do you hide your face from me?
诗篇88篇说，主啊，你为何掩面不来看我，不顾我？
You could rescue me.
你可以来拯救我。
Psalm 22, my God, why?Have you forsaken me?
诗篇二十二篇，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
These are in the Psalms. God is teaching us to pray this way.
在诗篇里面，上帝是教我们用诗篇来向他祷告。
So Martha says, Lord, if you had been here,
所以马大说，主啊，如果你在这里，
my brother would not have died.
我的兄弟就不会死了。
But then she said, verse 22, but even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.
但是她是有信心的，在第二十二节她说，就是现在我也知道，主耶稣，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
Lord, I know you could fix this.
我知道主，你那里有能力，你可以解决这件事。
Martha had probably heard at least 2 stories about Jesus raising people from the dead.
作为马大，他至少听过两次耶稣使人复活的事迹。
He raised a young girl who had died.
他使一位小女孩能够从死里复生。
He raised a young man who had died.
他使一位男士从死里复活。
Lord, you could take away my sorrow now.
主啊，你可以拿走我的忧伤。
Jesus said to her, verse 23, your brother will rise again.
二十三节，耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
马大说，我知道是在末日复活的时候，那个时候他一定会复活。
See, the Jews had always believed in heaven.
你知道犹太人他们都是相信有天上的天堂的。
That's why the heroes of the faith in the Old Testament were always able to take such great steps of faith.
就是在旧约的那些属灵的长辈、属灵的英雄，他们都证明这件事情。
Said of Abraham, for he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
在旧约的时候，我们看到信心的伟人亚伯拉罕，关于天国，他说：“因为他等候那一座有根基的城，那座城就是神所经营、所建造的。”
Or when the prophet Job was suffering so much, when all of his children.Were killed and he was physically in pain.
当义人约伯受到如此的对待，他的孩子们都死亡，他自己身体遭受极大痛苦的时候
，He said, "And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and behold, I shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me."
他自己说，我这皮肉灭绝以后，我必要在肉体之外得见神，得见上帝。我自己要见他，我亲眼要看他，并不像外人一样，但是我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
He believed in the resurrection.
他相信人有复活。
So did King David.
大卫王。
When King David's son that he had with Bathsheba, when the baby died, David said,
当那与拔示巴所生的儿子死了，大卫王说
I shall go to him, but he will not return to me.
他不会再回来了，我将要再过去看到他。
So Martha tells Jesus,
所以马大对耶稣说
I know that my brother will rise in the last day in the resurrection.
我知道在末日的时候我的兄弟必定会复活。
Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的虽然死了也必复活凡活着信我的必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Bible makes it clear that God always intended for us, still intends for us to have access to the tree of life forever.
圣经告诉我们，上帝始终渴望我们得着生命，包括那一棵生命树。
The author of life hates death.
生命的主并不喜欢死亡来笼罩我们。
Death is the enemy, the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
哥林多前书说，最末了所要毁灭的仇敌就是死亡他自己。
Now, the world tries to tell us that death is natural.
但是世界告诉我们死亡是自然的，是生命的一部分。
You ever heard anyone say, oh, death, it's just a natural part of life.
有没有听过说死亡就是生命的一部分呢？
That's like saying black is a natural part of white, or war is a natural part of peace, or deception is a natural part of truth.
这句话是有问题的，就像是说黑就是白的一部分，战争就是和平的一部分，而死亡是生命的一部分。
Death is not natural. We're talking about spiritual death here.
我们特别讲到是我们灵性、属灵、灵魂的死亡。
We face spiritual death as the wages of our sin.
我们都知道罪恶的工价就是死使我们的灵就死了。
When we push God away and say, I will be the judge of good and evil.
当我们将上帝推开我们自己做王自己来判断是非的时候
We just become more and more and more corrupt.
我们自以为义却使我们自己越来越败坏。
That's why the world is full of so much oppression.And slavery and war and death.
所以这个世界就充满着欺压与不公与死亡。
And it's not what the Creator wanted.
但是创造者天父上帝并不是这样子希望的。
When God looks at the world, it makes him very, very angry.
所以当他看到世界的时候，他内中有义愤，他有他的义怒。
The Bible says we all know that he's angry.
我们都知道他其实是愤怒的。
Someone has to pay the price.
因为他是公义的，所以罪恶的代价必须偿还，必须来赎。
If there's going to be justice.
因为上帝是公义的。
Somebody has to pay for this.
既然是公义的，罪恶的代价必然要偿还。
The Bible says God also looks at the world with great deep love.
上帝爱世界，虽然在败坏的世界他的爱却倾倒出来
overflowing with compassion and mercy.
他将他对我们的爱与他的怜悯向我们倾倒出来
created the world, he loves the world, he said, I will pay the price.
以至于他创造了世界并且他说我愿意来到这个世界上来付出这一切的代价
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him would not perishWould not face death, but would have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至于灭亡，反而得到永生。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的公义。
Jesus meets us.
耶稣与我们相遇
Where we are.
就是我们的本相这样子与我们相遇
Alone in the dark, struggling with sin, struggling with shame and guilt.
我们真实的本相是在黑暗当中与罪来挣扎。
Next month, we're going to celebrate Christmas where he was born. He came to the world to a dark, lonely place.
下个月我们要来庆祝圣诞节，耶稣基督道成肉身，他是在一个黑暗，在一个孤独的环境当中，他来到世上，成为我们的拯救。
He so completely identified with us.
他与我们完全的认同，因为他自己成为人。
That he experienced the same deep sense of abandonment.
当我们经历有多少的痛苦，有多少的苦难，他自己亲身经历，亲自来尝。
He cried out when he was on the cross. He cried out. He quoted Psalm 22. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
当他在十字架受苦替我们舍命的时候，他在用诗篇22篇说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
We look around the world and the worst places, the greatest evil, the greatest agony, right in the center of it. We can see Jesus hanging on the cross, crying out to his Father, where are you?
当我们在看到这个世上，看到我们的身边，在最深最深的罪恶里面有耶稣基督的救赎，他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？他成为罪人，他付上了我们罪恶的代价。
He cried out in agony, but he continued to trust his heavenly Father.
他承受了我们罪恶的工价，并且他全然相信天父上帝，他有美好的作为。
And he calls us to trust him also.
他也叫我们要信靠他，成为他的跟随者。
It's 3 days after he was died and buried, he rose again to new life.
当他在十字架上面为我们舍命，3天以后他复活，给了我们新的生命。
And if we accept his sacrifice, if we accept his payment for our sin, we can rise again also.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们接受了耶稣基督在为我们所付的赎价，接受到心里面的时候，我们也与他一同来复活。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
因为他说，我是复活，我是生命。
He identified through us, he himself got baptized.
他与我们认同，所以耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他自己也受洗。
And this morning we'll celebrate people identifying with his death.And with his resurrection.
所以今天我们就要来与弟兄姐妹一同来庆祝，我们在这里有受洗的人，在这里与耶稣基督一同埋葬，一同复活。
So you can be born once and die twice.
你的肉体可能生一次，但是你肉体死一次，灵魂再死一次。
You can die physically and also die spiritually and be forever separated from God in everlasting death.
如果你的灵性也是死亡的话，这意味着你与上帝永恒的隔绝。
Or you can be born again, recreated, and be forever with God in everlasting life.
但如果你的灵魂与耶稣基督连接在一起，你重生，你将来就必得再见他。
Jesus said, "Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die."
耶稣基督说，凡活着信我的，必永远不死。
And he asked Martha, "Do you believe this?"
然后他问马大说，你信这话吗？你相信吗？
We, as followers of Jesus, we believe this. That's what identifies, defines us as a church.
所以基督徒是相信这句话的一群人，而教会是基督徒聚集的地方。
That's why we go to all this trouble and have great joy in celebrating these baptisms.
这就是为什么在教会有洗礼。
And we listen.To our brothers and sisters, testify to God's grace.
同时，我们打开我们的心胸，来听弟兄姐妹的见证。
So we hope you listen, and you will also want to turn and give your life to Jesus this morning.
我们也希望，当你听见证的时候，将这些话存在心里。如果你还没有相信耶稣，你就考虑相信。
He doesn't just want to rescue you and to deliver you from judgment.
他不只是你罪恶的救主。
He wants to strengthen you and use you to fight the good fight and fill you with courage and love and joy.
他期待一生引领你，使你活出天父儿女的样式。
Placing our hope in the resurrection.
我们的盼望都在这复活的永生上面。
Bible makes it clear that in heaven, no one will say, Lord, why did you allow me to go through all that suffering?
圣经上说，在天上，在天堂，在天国降临的时候，神会擦干一切的眼泪。
Instead, everlasting joy will fill our hearts.
当神擦干眼泪的时候，在我们这里就有永恒的喜乐。
Why don't you come to Jesus this morning?
为什么我们今天早上不来找耶稣呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告好吗？
Lord Jesus, again, we thank you for the cross.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你的十字架。
Lord, thank you for your love that you make it clear you want to give new life.
感谢你对我们的爱，你愿意将你的生命赐给我们。
You did not come to the world to judge the world, but to save us from judgment.
你来到这个世界，不是来审判世界，乃是将世界上的人使人得救。
Lord, again, we ask if there's anyone here this morning who doesn't know you, Lord.
主啊，内中若是有得永生的人。
That you would speak to them, that they would ask you to speak to them.
当他们预定得永生的时候，今天你就对他们说话。
Lord, that we could raise up more disciples and send them out.
主啊，我们何等期盼有更多认识主耶稣的门徒能够受差遣。
Lord, give us courage and joy to go and proclaim the good news.
使我们有勇气，使我们有智慧来传扬这福音。
Revive us with your spirit, be glorified in your church.
使我们的灵被你所复兴，使我们向主耶稣基督，向父神献上我们的荣耀，荣耀上帝。
We pray in Jesus' name and for his glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 好，那我们接下来我们请儿童部来为我们献诗歌来作为回应。